From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump is set to announce later Wednesday he's reversing decades of U.S. policy and will recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. He's also expected to delay moving the U.S. embassy there from Tel Aviv. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders and Mr. Trump made his decision known to several Middle East leaders in phone calls Tuesday.
He did speak with a number of leaders this morning, and he's going to continue to have conversations with relevant stakeholders. But ultimately, he'll make what he feels is the best decision for the United States.
Among those leaders he spoke with, Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu, Palestinian leader Abbas, Jordan's King Abdullah, Egypt's President el-Sisi, and Saudi King Salman. Nabil Abu Redena is a spokesman for Mr. Abbas.
If the American embassy is going to be moved to Jerusalem, this is against the international law, and this will be unacceptable from our side.
Mr. Abbas warned of the dangerous consequences such a decision would have on the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Palestinians view East Jerusalem as the capital of a future Palestinian state. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson in Europe received much the same message from EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini, who said the two-state solution must be preserved.
We believe that any action that would undermine these efforts must absolutely be avoided.
And Saudi King Salman warned it would inflame Muslim feelings worldwide. Reports indicate the International Organization for Migration and the African Union will return up to 15,000 migrants voluntarily to their home countries this month from camps in Libya to ease overcrowding. As many as 700,000 mostly African migrants are believed to be in dozens of camps. The decision comes after video footage was made public showing migrants being sold into slavery. This is VOA News. The International Olympic Committee, acting on a report and investigations into allegations of state-sponsored doping Tuesday, announced it's banning Russia from competing in the upcoming Winter Games in South Korea. Thomas Bach is the IOC's president.
The report clearly lays out an unprecedented attack on the integrity of the Olympic Games and sports. The report includes, in particular, the manipulation of the anti-doping laboratory at the Olympic Winter Games, Sochi 2014.
Bach said individual Russians could compete as Olympic athletes from Russia. The IOC also suspended Russian Olympic Committee President Alexander Zhukov as an IOC member. Zhukov, who said he apologized to the IOC, said he's glad clean Russian athletes can compete. Deputy Prime Minister Vitaly Mutko, a former sports minister, was also banned from future participation in Olympic Games. In Yemen, the Saudi-led coalition has reportedly stepped up airstrikes against Houthi rebels 2 days after they killed former president and ally Ali Abdullah Saleh. Members of the UN Security Council Tuesday called for support of a UN-led political process to end the three-year conflict. Koro Besho is Japan's ambassador and this month's council president.
The members of the Security Council reiterated their support for UN Special Envoy Ismail Oud Sheikh Ahmed and called on all sides to de-escalate and to recommit and re-engage without preconditions in the UN-led political process to achieve a durable ceasefire.
The UN has warned millions in Yemen face famine. Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri has rescinded his resignation letter of last month after his coalition government reaffirmed a long-standing policy of non-interference in regional conflicts. Hariri's unexpected resignation, announced in Saudi Arabia November 4, ignited a political crisis in his country. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson Tuesday pledged strong U.S. support for the European Union as he met with officials in Brussels.
The partnership between America and the European Union, I think, as everyone knows, is long-standing. It is one that's based upon shared values, shared objectives for security and prosperity on both sides of the Atlantic, and we remain committed to that.
Tillerson met with European Union and NATO alliance officials. Spain's Supreme Court has withdrawn an international arrest warrant for Catalonia's former leader, Carles Puigdemont, now in self-imposed exile in Belgium following October's controversial declaration of independence. Madrid has imposed direct rule over the region. Tuesday, campaigning officially got underway for new elections December 21st. U.S. stocks fell Tuesday with the benchmark Dow Jones closing at 24,180. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.